Hello.
This is Robin with Tributaries. Today's guest, Dr. Melina Roberts, a naturopath from Alberta, Canada, is with us to share some information about castor oil. But let me introduce this wonderful and potent home remedy first. Castor oil is a non-volatile fatty oil that's derived from the seeds of the castor bean. Castor is one of the oldest cultivated crops and has been used for millennia as a folk remedy. Studies suggest that many of its benefits come down to its chemical composition, being classified as a type of triglyceride fatty acid, and almost 90% of its fatty acid content is a specific and rare compound called ricinoleic acid. It also contains other beneficial salts and esters that can be used for many different types of remedies. So stay tuned. Melina, Edgar Cayce, a man who embraced the healing properties of castor oil, was a mystic and medical intuitive, and he had a unique approach to healing in that he considered consciousness and need. And I'm wondering if you can relate to this, being a doctor of naturopathy, since you also embrace castor oil. I'm wondering if you feel a similar thing.
I didn't know about all that background. That's really interesting. I know that really since we learned it in school, I've been using castor oil packs, and I've been in practice now for 18 years. And castor oil packs are a simple, easy treatment that patients can implement into their lives, and it can have such a profound effect in terms of their healing process. And so for someone to come up with the castor oil packs, I think likely had to be a very intuitive person to be able to realize the healing power of castor oil packs, because I think that natural medicine, it's grounded in all of the ancient traditions that have been used for centuries and thousands of years. And then now science kind of catches up, where science starts to show what it's actually doing within the body and tells us what things like castor oils are actually having that beneficial effect in the body. But, you know, initially for someone to come up with this therapy, they needed to be, you know, very conscious and intuitive in order to figure this out. So I think that this is where, you know, naturopathic medicine happens, is that it's where science and nature meet. And what we found out now, what we now know about castor oil packs, is that castor oil is able to get absorbed into the tissues below when we use it. And then that castor oil helps to stimulate the lymphatic system to start moving. And the lymphatic system is what cleans up all of our tissues and moves toxic loads out of our body. So it plays a very integral role in terms of how our body heals. So from everything from cleaning up all of our tissues, stimulating the immune system, helping to ensure the bowels are moving, helping to ensure that toxic loads are effectively moving out of the body. So it has huge effects in terms of the body at many different levels. And that's what we're realizing in terms of the science of castor oil packs. And like I said, initially, they're easy to do. They're easy for patients to be able to implement into their lives, because really what you're doing, I don't know if your audience really knows about castor oil packs, but they're quite simple, is that you're taking some of the castor oil, you're putting it onto a piece of flannel, and then you're putting that castor oil onto, typically it's your abdomen, but you can use it on different parts of the body depending on what's needed. Often we're doing it over the abdomen, so right from the bra line to pubic bone, and then right across the abdomen. So that will also include and cover the liver. And then what we do is we put a piece of plastic over it, And then we put a heating source, so either a heating pad or a hot water bottle, and we put that over the flannel. And what the heat helps to do is that the heat helps to drive that castor oil into the tissues below. And then it helps to really stimulate that lymphatic system to start flowing. And that lymphatic system should flow. What tends to happen over time is that our lymphatic system, just because it's cleaning up all of the impurities, all of the dead cells and toxic loads that are within our body, cleaning up all of those tissues. And because it's doing all of this cleaning process, what happens is that over time, when it should be flowing like water, it ends up being more like the consistency of sludge. And that means that it doesn't flow and clean itself up. And when we have things like castor oil will help to improve the flow of that lymphatic system. So instead of being like sludge, it becomes more like water so that it can flow and it can clean up those tissues. And when we put it over the abdomen, we have a large amount of lymphatic tissue in the digestive tract. So then the castor oil can be absorbed into those tissues below and help the lymphatic system to really flow and move. So these are some of the huge benefits of castor oil packs.
As many of us know, the pyrite patches are in that abdomen area. Do you want to describe how it works with the pyrite patches?
Yeah, so the Peyer's patches, what they are is they are part of the lymphatic system. And they're actually part of lymphatic system called the GALT. So the GALT-associated lymphatic lymphoids. So these are lymphatic system of the digestive tract. And the GALT is probably about 70 to 80% of the lymphatic tissue. And stimulating those Peyer patches, that GALT within the digestive tract, will be a huge part in terms of ensuring that the lymphatic system is properly flowing. And then the other part is that making sure that we enhance and support the immune system, because they play a huge role in terms of how our immune system functions. So often you'll hear many people say, including myself, that about 70 to 80% of your immune system is housed in your gut. And that's what we're really referring to, is that gut-associated lymphatic tissue.
It seems like most people use the castor oil packs by placing them over the liver. Now, the liver is that organ that detoxifies the body, and you need and want a good, strong, working liver. So when you put the castor oil over the liver, have you ever come across anyone, and I certainly haven't, but I'm curious, because sometimes when people go, okay, I'm going to do a liver detox, and it becomes too intense, and so people can really get into trouble. I've heard of people even ending up in the hospital because their liver starts dumping too many toxins, many more than what the body can actually handle, once those toxins start getting released. And yet, it seems like with castor oil, it just knows. It sort of works with that innate knowing of the body. Is that your awareness as well?
So being able to activate and stimulate the liver is very important. But I think that when we talk about detoxing the liver, it's really important. And I would say that most people kind of look at the liver, but they're only thinking, okay, well, I need to give it potentially some nutrients in order to support how the liver is functioning. But you have to look at the liver in like sort of three different levels. So you're looking at that functional level. So what are the nutrients that help to support the liver in terms of phase one and phase two detoxification, which nutrients do you need to support those different processes within the liver? But then there's also another part of the liver in terms of the actual liver cells. Sometimes there is toxic loads that are in the area around those cells so that those actual liver cells aren't able to do their job as well. And it also means that those individual liver cells can't properly absorb the nutrients, even if you're giving it all the right nutrients. It's all congested with toxic loads around those cells. So those cells can't even properly absorb the nutrients, even if you're giving it all the right nutrients. So that's the level that castor oil will work at, which is what we call drainage. So it's cleaning up the area around the cells so that those cells are able to actually function properly. And so understanding that is really important, understanding drainage. And I think it's also really important to understand the pathways of the lymphatic system. So I describe the lymphatic system as the closed system. So I describe it sort of like a funnel. So you have your superficial lymphatic system, which drains your head, your neck, your skin, breasts, everything superficial. Then you have your deep lymphatic system, which drains all your deep vital organs. So what happens is that your superficial lymphatic system drains into that deep lymphatic system. It all filters through the liver and then empties out the colon. So in terms of doing castor oils right over the liver, what you'd be doing is you would be actually opening up those pathways to allow the superficial and the deep lymphatic system to properly drain. And then as long as the colon is also moving, so that means you're not experiencing any sort of constipation and the bowels are moving effectively, then as you stimulate the liver, then it'll stimulate the lymphatic system to drain into that liver and then empty into the colon. And then the colon will move that toxic load out. Hopefully that answers your question.
It goes above and beyond answering the question. That was a great description, which makes me want to ask you, it's also beneficial to put the packs over different parts of the body. So the way you were describing, obviously the liver and gallbladder and kidneys have different jobs. But I imagine at the cellular level, the other organs in our bodies are also wanting to be cleaned up. So would you say a similar thing happens if you put the compress over the gallbladder or over the kidney?
Yeah, for sure. It would be cleaning it up at that cellular level because the lymphatic system is draining all those fluids around our cells. So it's helping to clean that up. And in terms of that, like where we also see people using the castor oil packs and having quite a lot of success with it is say they have an arthritic joint. So say their knee is having a lot of pain and arthritis and swelling, and which is indications that there's inflammation in that joint and that joint isn't being properly cleaned and drained of toxic loads. Doing castor oil over those different parts of the body helps to drain toxins from those areas, stimulate that lymphatic system, and help to get that lymphatic system moving. And by doing that, you help the proper function of that joint space, of that organ tissue. So yes, it works for organs and it works for joint spaces. It just works for helping to get that lymphatic system properly moving and cleaning up tissues.
Yes, and I know a lot of women will use it for and around breast tissue where there might be swollen lymph nodes, for instance.
Yeah.
And it's pretty miraculous. I'm sitting here and I'm listening to you speak, and what I know, I feel like I'm in a commercial for castor oil, but I just really want in this whole half hour to bring out the potential of what someone can benefit from by using castor oil packs, because it is something you can easily do at home.
Yeah, and that's a huge part as well, is doing it on the breast tissues. What we will frequently see is I run this test called thermography. With that thermography test, I'm basically able to see if the lymphatic system is blocked and not properly moving. And a blocked lymphatic system can leave you susceptible to a number of problems. But one of those major problems, I would say, is that the lymphatic system drains the breast tissues. And so this testing also will tell us, just gives us an indication if the breast tissues aren't properly draining and we have some blockages in those tissues. And so it leaves you more susceptible to various pathologies within the breast. One of the things that can be very beneficial in terms of helping to drain the breast tissue is to do castor oils over the breast tissue. But what you also want to make sure you include when you're doing that is to also put it in the armpit, so the axilla, because that's where the lymphatics of the breast drain into. They all drain into the armpits, which is where a large amount of our lymphatic tissue is. So you want to make sure that if you're doing the castor oils over the breast, that you're also putting it over the armpits as well to help encourage the drainage of the breast through the lymphatic tissue.
Yes. Now, you did mention using the hot water bottle or the heating pad. Is there a big difference that you see when using the castor oil with some kind of heat?
So it's definitely beneficial to use some sort of heating source, because the heating source will help to drive the castor oil deeper into the tissues, so it's not just superficially on the tissues. But you'll get some absorption if you just do it superficially, but if you have the heat will definitely help to drive it. I'm unsure if your question is like, is it better to just have heat or no heat, or is a heating pad better than a heating hot water bottle?
Oh, no, you answered the question. I just was wondering if you've seen a big difference between using castor oil with heat as opposed to just using castor oil.
Yeah, and so I would say, yeah, definitely with a heating source would be more beneficial.
Yes. Now, one of my favorite books that I have in my library is called The Oil That Heals by Dr. McCrary. He passed away, I think, in the 70s or 80s, and he used castor oil and quoted a lot from Edgar Cayce. When he would treat people, he was a regular MD, and he used castor oil packs a lot, and he had recommended a woman just go home and take like a teaspoon internally, 1 or 2 days or something, along with the packs. And she had all these problems. She was an elderly woman, and she came back 2 weeks later and she misunderstood him. So she was doing 2 or 3 teaspoons or tablespoons a day for the full 2 weeks. And he just couldn't believe that she did it, because if you've ever tried it, and I know you probably have, it's not a very good tasting oil. But he said so many of her problems just had totally disappeared. Her high blood pressure and all these things were just totally gone. So I'm curious, do you ever recommend it to be taken internally? Or have you ever?
Yeah, it's an interesting story, but I usually say to make sure that you do it externally, not internally. Yeah, because I believe that castor oil, when taken internally, can lead to a lot of diarrhea and looser stools that could be affecting proper bowel function. So I'd have to research it a little bit more, but I typically am not recommending that patients do the castor oil internally. Mm-hmm. I say just to stick to doing it externally.
And do you do it externally over the eyes or on the outside of the ear, or just the inner, very inner part of the ear? Have you ever done that? Or
so you can do that, just making sure that the eyes are closed and that the ears are, like, that it's not going internal through the ears would be fine too. But I would say that, like, in most cases with my patients, we're mostly doing the castor oil packs over the abdomen and not venturing to too many other spots on the body. Though I know we have lymphatic tissues all over the body, but yeah, that highly concentrated lymphatic tissue over the abdomen is where we tend to get most of the response. But of course, I've had patients do it elsewhere in the body and have great results too.
Do you have a particular story that's one of your more seemingly miraculous results from using castor oil packs?
I'll try to think of some of those stories, because I'm typically using it with patients with digestive issues. But I would say, like, probably the more, like, miraculous ones are when a patient brings in a baby and the baby is having, like, constipation and a lot of gas and seems to be having, like, abdominal pain. I just get the mom, before the baby goes to bed, to do these castor oil massages on their stomachs. So it's an upside down U over their abdomen. So we do these baby massages using the castor oil onto their stomach. And usually they do that within a couple times. And I've had a number of moms, but one in particular comes to mind where the baby was really struggling and hadn't had a bowel movement in like a week or something, which sounds horrible to me.
Yes, especially for a little baby.
Yeah, and just seemed really uncomfortable, crying. You could tell that they were in pain, and just had mom rubbing the castor oil. So they weren't even the castor oil packs. It was just taking the castor oil, doing the belly massages before baby went to sleep. I usually do where you kind of move their legs back and forth, so it's a little bit of a kicking motion. And we had that baby's bowels moving, I believe by the next day they were moving. So those are kind of the things, you know, kids react so quickly to our medicine that they always seem like they're miraculous stories. But
right,
that
yes.
they just respond really well to naturopathic medicine.
Yes, yes. Really. I think animals do as well, don't they?
Yeah,
it's the adults that get stuck in their head.
Everyone who's like closest to nature will respond better. And as we become adults, we get further and further from nature. So the closer we can get to nature, the better and stronger we respond and less toxic we are.
Yes. And using naturopathy as your main practice, you've been able, obviously, by your stories and your knowledge, to use the castor oil. But before closing, I'd like to hear you share another aspect of your practice that is either currently up and or that you're seeing people concerned with that you're able to offer help and or hope for, and probably they're one and the same, the help and the hope.
Just asking about what I see within my practice or what I'm doing. Because one of the main things that I work with in my practice is cancer. So I have a personal experience with cancer, and that when I was going through the naturopathic college, my dad died of pancreatic cancer. So it gave me a real interest in learning, first of all, how do we effectively treat cancer? And then I think, you know, as I live my life, I want to know what can I do to make sure that I prevent cancer in my own life. And what it comes down to is just really getting down to, in terms of especially the preventative side, is getting back to basics. So it's making sure that we're eating the right foods. So we're eating foods that are as close to nature as possible, that they're the cleanest sources of foods, because that's the foods that are going to help to nourish our bodies. That we want to make sure that we're drinking clean water, that the water supply is filtered, and that we're not taking in a whole bunch of chemicals through the water we're drinking. We want to make sure that we are getting a high quality sleep. So in my life, I always prioritize sleep. Sleep is a very important aspect of my life. I just want to make sure that the sleep I'm getting is of the highest quality. And so it's not just about quantity. It's just not about the number of hours you're in bed. It's about getting that quality sleep. So ensuring that I get a certain amount of deep sleep every night, deep sleep and REM sleep, as well as that light sleep. But you want to make sure that sleep is high quality. And making sure that I move my body. Our bodies are designed to move. They're not designed to sit and stay sedentary. So we want to make sure that we're moving. And that sort of goes hand in hand with me with spending time in nature, because a lot of what I like to do is I like to make sure that I'm doing my activities outside. So one of the things I love to do is skiing. So I love to downhill ski. Mm-hmm. I love to mountain bike. So I'm spending time in nature and I'm moving my body. Those are great things for helping to make sure that we keep our body as healthy as possible. And the other one is we want to try to mitigate stress in our lives. And stress can come from a number of things. So stress can come from eating the wrong foods, taking in toxins and heavy metals. And it can also can be unresolved trauma on the nervous system, that we need to make sure that we clear those traumas, because having those unresolved traumas can actually set us up for chronic disease. So making sure that we clear those traumas from the nervous system and that we mitigate stress in our lives. So those are sort of some of the things. And I really feel like it's just getting back to basics, are ways to prevent chronic illness. And it also ends up being how we help to treat chronic illness as well, including cancers.
Yes, absolutely. And it seems like that all brings us full circle, because if you want to rest that nervous system or get a good night's sleep, I mean, I'm here to testify that if you do a castor oil pack before bed, I think it's almost a given. You're going to have a very restful, deep sleep.
That's for sure. Those castor oils can be very beneficial in helping to get you into that restful state, where we actually shift our nervous system into that parasympathetic state, which is when our body does a lot of its healing. So, you know, we usually say do it at a point in time where you're able to just sit and relax. And then as you're sitting and relaxing, then you're giving yourself a treatment.
Right. And then in closing, we're out of time, Melino, but in closing, I'd like to thank you for writing your book. It's titled Building a Healthy Child, and perhaps we can speak about that type of information at another time, but I just wanted to let everyone know about your book because I think it's quite helpful and insightful. So thank you.
Excellent. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I'm hoping that we can build health in the next generation of children by the way we feed our children.
Thank you to Dr. Melino Roberts. And if any of you are inspired, it is recommended to use a good organic castor oil, and there's plenty of information on the web for you. For anything Tributaries related, including all archives, it's tributariesradio.wordpress.com. And podcasts are where you'll hope to find them. I'm Robin Clare. Thanks for staying tuned.